This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, there's no question that we're in hurricane season. As we're in July now, Tropical Storm Elsa is intensifying, is expected to hit the United States. It has neared the shores currently of Cuba, where warm, shallow waters may allow it to intensify even more before making landfall. Evacuations currently in Cuba are undergoing. Now, Elsa was 20 miles to the east-southeast of Cayo Largo, an island off Cuba's southern coast, and tracking to the northwest at 14 miles per hour. This was according to an 11 a.m. Eastern update from the National Hurricane Center. So, Tropical Storm Elsa is expected, I believe, to become a hurricane. But right now it's called a tropical storm in terms of its winds. Heavy rain is expected to impact the Cayman Islands, Cuba today, resulting in significant flooding and mudslides as Elsa approaches the Florida Keys, Florida Peninsula, coastal Georgia Monday through Wednesday. They are expecting heavy rainfall, isolated flash urban and minor river flooding. Mid to late week, heavy rains across coastal South Carolina and North Carolina may result in isolated flash and urban flooding. So the center of the storm is forecast to remain over Cuba for much of today before moving into the Florida Straits. This is according to CNN meteorologist Haley Brink. Now, the Florida Keys and other parts of the state are going to feel the winds Monday evening. By Wednesday morning, the storm is likely to make landfall on the Florida Peninsula north of Tampa Bay around Cedar Key. So it doesn't look like it's going to hit Miami and hopefully not interfere with the surfside recovery, although that has started to take a different turn. But back to Elsa, it's forecast to bring a storm surge of 3 to 5 feet to the southern coast of Cuba as it makes landfall. Lots of heavy rain. Widespread rainfall, not a good storm. Now, currently, their winds are 65 miles per hour. And if you remember, it's not a hurricane until it hits 74 miles per hour. But they believe today is the day that it could strengthen. Now, Elsa would be the first hurricane, therefore, of the 2021 Atlantic season and the third named storm to pose a threat to the U.S. coast. It did move westward, and so that's why Jamaica, Cuba, are under hurricane warnings. And then officials in Surfside, Florida, have been keeping a close eye on the storm because they're still undergoing the search and rescue team scouring debris. Part of the building that was still standing did get demolished. So they did, I know many people were worried about pets and other, you know, animals that sadly, you know, could still be alive. And there was a lot of debate on if any more demolition should happen. But rescue teams were at risk. The building could fall at any time. It was a half-erect building. And so they chose to demolish it, and that was yesterday. Now, as of early Monday morning, going to the Surfside Champlain Towers South Condominium, the remains of 27 people thus far have been recovered. Still, 118 people remain missing. Of those 27 people, 24 of the victims have been identified. Now, when Biden went to visit the area, they held off doing any, they held off on the rescue effort. They said it was because they were worried about the other building. And it could have just been, you know, coincidental that, you know, he's coming, let's, you know, kind of just slow it down, and you know, I'm not sure, but this has been a concern for a while now. What about the remaining building that's still left half erect? And so they said the problem for the collapse site obviously is not only the storm. Even if Elsa doesn't directly hit, there's still going to be winds. There's still going to be rain. And there is still that possibility that it could shift. They are expecting it to go up through the Gulf and hit the west Florida coast and not so much the east. But that, you know, those storms are big. They could cover a whole, you know, state. So President Biden has declared a state of emergency in Florida because of the storm. And so you see the rest of the building go down. You know, it's in addition to the tragedy of, you know, the people who died, all they did was go to bed that night. And they were in a building that was poorly engineered, had multiple structural issues, was on ground that was sinking. So a whole variety of things, I think a lot of factors led to it. And again, I wouldn't even be surprised if a sinkhole could have precipitated it as well. But a lot of factors. But, you know, another thing, too, less tragic but still extremely tragic, is you look at those homes and you look at what's in them. Memories, pets, valuables, mementos, all gone. You know, you weren't allowed to go back and say, I need to get my car, or I need to get what's in my safe, or I need to get, you had to leave, and you had to just leave it. And you couldn't get it back. You know, I mean, my family was poor during the Holocaust, but, you know, the two families, the only two families that fled, everybody else got killed. I mean, they left everything and ran. You couldn't really sit there and you didn't, you know, and with something like this, you know, you didn't have any time. Once things started to rumble and things started to fall, everybody had to get out of the building. In pajamas, whatever, your medicines, anything valuable, any mementos, just gone. And so all these people lost their homes, their cars. You know, they were FEMA, I believe, you know, put them up into hotels and places to live. And I think they're getting funds to get a car and all that. But, I mean, you just can't replace your home. And, I know this is it's kind of odd. It's really hard to even imagine a suitcase full of everything. But I really encourage people that, you know, you just never know when emergency is going to happen. And so even though everybody has things in a safe, or they have certain things up on a wall or little mementos and they decorate the whole house with it, you might really want just one bag. And that one bag has everything you need, that if you need to flee, you could grab that one bag. You know, but sadly, just nobody expects anything like this to happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Pope Francis is doing well. After following intestinal surgery, the Vatican said yesterday, the 84-year-old pontiff was hospitalized for the first time since his election as pope in 2013. Spokesman Matteo Bruni said in a statement that he responded well to the surgery, which had to be done under general anesthesia. The Vatican had said earlier that he had been scheduled, but it wasn't necessarily an emergency. I know a lot of people were kind of concerned what could have possibly happened that caused him to need surgery so quickly. And we didn't really get a lot of other details about the surgery or how long it lasted. They didn't say how long he would remain in Rome's Gemelli Hospital, but he did enter the hospital early on Sunday afternoon, and the statement was issued just before midnight Rome time. So he underwent surgery for something called symptomatic diverticular stenosis of the colon. Now, that's a condition where these little pockets or sac-like pouches protrude from the muscular layer of the colon, and then they become narrow. Now, apparently, it was a 10-person medical team that had to operate on him. So with diverticulosis versus diverticulitis versus diverticular stenosis, diverticulosis is where people have pockets in their colon. A lot of us do. They got these pockets. We don't even notice we have pockets. And we go about our lives. But those pockets could become an issue if little food pieces get stuck in them. Remember, the colon is supposed to push food through, try to collect any fluid and water from the food. And so if you have like a little baby seed that wasn't digested in the small intestine and is coming out through the colon, those seeds can get trapped in there. If you do, get, let's say, a banana seed or a strawberry seed or a kernel of popcorn stuck in there, it can inflame, it can get infected, and now it starts to weaken that pocket and cause inflammation and pain and infection. Now that is then called a diverticulitis. Itis is where you have inflammation. Diverticulosis is a condition of the diverticula. But itis is where you actually have inflammation or infection. He had diverticular stenosis, where apparently some of these pockets were becoming narrow. Now, if that's the case, it could almost act like an appendix, where it walls off, could be its own appendage that could get infected, inflamed. But the problem with something like that is, if at all it bursts, now you have colonic contents, such as poop, with E. coli bacteria and multiple other bacteria going throughout the abdomen. So once there was an issue like that, they probably had to immediately remove that diverticula. So that's probably why the surgery happened. So they said he was fine in good health several hours earlier when he addressed thousands of people in St. Peter's Square for the Sunday blessing, did announce a trip to Slovakia and Budapest for September. And so he was at Gemelli Hospital. It's Catholic run, also a medical school. It's in the northern part of Rome. It traditionally treats popes, and a part of its 10th floor is permanently reserved for them. As he does every year in July, he suspended all of his general and private audiences for the month. The surgery appeared to be timed to coincide with the period in which he only has one public commitment, his Sunday blessing in St. Peter's Square. So unlike his predecessors, he stays in the Vatican and has never used the summer estate in the Alban Hills of Rome. So they say sometimes he is short of breath because one of his lungs was removed following an illness when he was a young man in Argentina. He also suffers from sciatica, they say. That's where you have pain stemming from the low back that goes down the leg. And he gets regular physiotherapy for that. He has missed some events because of it. And then last year he had a bad cold. We don't believe he had COVID, but they said he had a bad cold. And in 2014, actually, he was elected pope. They said 13, but I think it was 14. And then he had a stomach ailment. Could have been similar, but yeah. So hopefully Godspeed, hopefully he does well, and we wish him well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember we told you that there was a Michigan boy that died? I believe this is the same one. We have a little bit more information. And his name is Jacob Kleinick. He had died within 3 days of receiving his second dose of Pfizer COVID vaccine. The CDC is currently launching an investigation. Now, he's from Michigan, Zilwaukee, I believe, and he received it, and then 2 days later, he complained of a stomach ache, and he went to bed, and his family said he died in his sleep. Now, an autopsy is currently being performed. They still do not have a cause of death, but the CDC has launched an investigation. Now, the stomach pain could be a sign of myocarditis, but usually myocarditis is more chest pain and trouble breathing. We have heard of some people dying after their shot complaining of stomach pain. And I think one case in San Diego might have been liver failure. Again, we don't get a lot of the after reports because it just the media, you know, doesn't want to scare people, I guess. But a lot of people want to know why some of these people before they died complained of abdominal pain. And the reason why I think this is very important is if you have somebody with abdominal pain, and it was days after their vaccine, get them to a hospital right away in case it's like some of these other similar events. Now, according to his aunt, he's a healthy boy with no underlying conditions. He received a second shot of the Pfizer vaccine at Walgreens in Milwaukee on June 13th. Tammy Burgess, his aunt, told the Detroit Free Press that the only side effects he had were fatigue and fever, and those are considered quote-unquote normal. But then that night of the 15th, he had a stomach ache and went to bed. He died in his sleep. Now, of course, they're going to be looking for appendicitis. They'll look for, you know, other sorts of things that could possibly affect him. But this does concern a lot of parents because they might themselves be comfortable enough to take a vaccine and go through the risks. But when you're talking about your baby, it just, it's a whole different ball. Like, I got the vaccine. It was, but when it came time to the kids, you know, I'm like, look, I advised them, I educated them, but it just different. Because the last thing you want to do is urge your kids to do something and then something bad happens. On the flip side, you also don't want to be a parent that doesn't protect their kid with vaccination, and then they're the one in a million that could die of COVID. Low death rate with COVID in kids. But this Delta variant appears to be affecting younger individuals, and so you just don't know what's coming around the bend. So currently, the CDC advisory group says there's a likely link between the heart inflammation and the myocarditis, pericarditis, which we talked about, that prompted the FDA to add that warning onto the vaccine fact sheet. But, you know, you have a healthy kid, had abdominal pain, went to bed. This is my problem with this. If there are people dying, and maybe it's not necessarily vaccine related per se, but there's that coincidence, that has to be made known to everybody. Let people know. Because if a parent's kid does start to have any weird side effects, they could take them in to get seen. So what could it be? Well, you know, could in some rare cases there be a liver failure or a renal failure or some autoimmune reaction where the body doesn't like what was injected into it? I don't know. We aren't really getting a lot of data. And I get the CDC's job is not easy. The CDC has to, I mean, you know, sadly kids die. You know, I mean, kids die every day. They don't die as often as grown-ups, but there's deaths every day. And when you have millions and millions of people vaccinating, the first thing anybody can do is, well, compare the two. But what about the millions of people eating fast food? Is there a relationship to a fast food? Was there a abdominal bug? Was it food poisoning? Was it another condition that was never diagnosed? See, many, like my father died with very few medical conditions, but then again, he never really went to the doctor. So he probably had heart disease. But he died, and they go, he had no history of heart disease. Well, no history of heart disease is because nobody looked for it because he wouldn't go in and get seen. So the CDC has a very difficult job because somebody dying days after something happening, and it's that one thing that we focus on, what if it's something else? What if he got punched in the stomach? What if he had mono? He had fatigue and a fever because he had mono. He was wrestling with some kids. His spleen ruptured, he had abdominal pain, and then sadly he died in his sleep. So you see, the CDC has to investigate all of that. As far as I'm concerned, we need to definitely look at kids and vaccines and maybe consider only a one shot for them rather than two if we keep seeing these stories. But I get why the CDC has to be cautious. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are heading home after the holiday weekend with AAA and the TSA reporting pandemic highs in road and air travel. Life is getting back to normal despite prices and airline delays across the country. Officials believe the busiest time for travel, whether on the roads or whether in the air, will be between 6 p.m. tonight and midnight. Jeanette McGee is with AAA. She says people are continuing to travel even as gas prices continue to rise.
Yes, gas prices are more expensive, but Americans are not really taking that into account for their trip.
Search and rescue crews in Surfside, Florida have the green light to get back to work in the rubble of the condo tower that collapsed. Authorities demolished the portion of the building that was left standing last night. At least 27 people are dead and 118 still unaccounted for. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, said there isn't a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border and attributed the number of rising border crossings to illegal immigrants making more than one trip. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News that isn't a new issue.
He knows that recidivism has existed since I've been in the Border Patrol. It's been a condition that existed under President Trump. Now it continues into President Biden's term. But the difference under President Trump's term is we didn't have the same number of crossings that we're currently seeing right now.
Chicago is coming off one of the most violent 4th of July weekends on record. Police say 59 people were wounded by gunfire and 13 others were killed. At least 7 children were shot since yesterday afternoon. The most recent crime was early this morning in Washington Park on Chicago's south side. All this after Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said crime is actually down in the city. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm not in one of these 1 million companies, luckily, but at least a million companies got hacked by Russian-linked Revil hackers. This was on Friday. They demanded 70 million Bitcoin to fix it. Now, you know, I know President Trump is saying, this will be it. If this was under Trump's watch, there's been a lot of debate as to how this would have unfolded. But Trump isn't the president. Biden is. And there's been some frustration with the message that Biden is sending Putin. And so critics are lashing out that he's not being tough enough. So critics are mad. after this new cyber attack by, quote, Kremlin-linked hackers hit up to 1 million companies and demanded $70 million in cryptocurrency to fix it. Now, the president, if you remember last month, when he met him face-to-face, said that he would take action against hacking groups that target the U.S. And I think he gave them a list of things he didn't want hacked. Now, I don't know if any of these companies were included in that list or not. I don't know what the list entailed. Now, on Saturday, he did tell reporters he was going to retaliate against the ransomware attacks. But we don't know what that is, and we haven't seen much. Now, according to New York Times cybersecurity reporter Nicole Perloth, she tweeted that this marks a serious escalation just weeks after Putin-Biden summit on ransomware. She said, this not only is this a supply chain attack on MSPs, they broke in via a zero day, a significant advance for Reveal, which has traditionally compromised victims through usual means of phishing. Now, I don't understand much of that terminology, but my guess is it was kind of an unconventional attack. So Biden has instructed the FBI to launch an investigation into the hack, but insists that he and the intelligence community are still, quote, not sure who is behind the cyber attack. Now, if you remember, mid-June, he held a bilateral meeting in Geneva where he gave Putin a list of 16 critical infrastructure entities that are off limits. You start to then wonder what's on limits. It was very odd. Those entities included energy, water, healthcare, emergency, chemical, nuclear communications, government, defense, food, commercial facilities, IT, transportation, dams, manufacturing, and financial services. Well, IT was on that list, and they said this most recent attack that happened Friday aimed at breaching the IT systems of 1 million companies and businesses on almost every continent. So one journalist said, hard to see this as anything other than Putin telling Biden to go blank off. So, authors, people are saying, all right, do it, Biden. Hey, you said you're going to retaliate, let's do it. Now, I get that, you know, you don't want to sit there and send nukes. I get that it has to be calculated. But in the meantime, President Biden was at a pie shop in Michigan. He was shopping at the King Orchard's pie shop. Nice. It's good. He's visiting, you know, places and, you know, meeting the people. It's really, really nice. But I guess when the media started asking him questions, he had to kind of stop, check notes from his suit jacket pocket. And when the reporter said, with the most recent hack by the Russians, would you say that this means, you know, I'm not sure what that quote is. It looks like there might be a typo. And he interrupts her to say they don't know yet if it was the Russians. Then he goes, I'll be in better shape to talk about it. Hold on for 1 second. And then he takes a piece of paper out of his jacket and puts on a pair of glasses. He said he had just been briefed on the hack, but it just looked confused. And then, I guess, he seemed to fumble with the notes in his pocket, then attempted to answer the question while checking out with the pie shop cashier. And she asked him, would you like a receipt? And then Biden said, I'll tell you what they sent me. And then he's still looking at the paper from his pocket. He didn't answer the cashier's question, which is, you know, sometimes when you are stumbling a little bit from a cognitive standpoint, you can't answer two questions at once. That's why that apparently was reported and by, I think, meaww.com. So then he said, the idea, first of all, we're not sure who it is for certain, number one. And what I did, I directed the full resources of the government to assist in a response if we determine, what else did you need? And then he redirected his attention to the cashier. She said, oh, nothing, you're all set. And then he left, and Trump is a tough act to follow. Trump would have already been in the media going, I mean, just, we might not have even been in this position. I don't think it would have given a list, and I don't even know how the cybersecurity department was under the Trump administration. I don't think we had this many hacks. But Trump would have already been in the media talking off the cuff, no notes, and just being as blatant and brash as he is. And so when you look at Biden going, hold on, let me see what they gave me. And so apparently whoever is his PR or media relations person gives him these notes saying, one, say we don't know it's the Russians. Two, say the full force of the government is on it. So they're helping him along, but it's just what is so scary is we went from having a president that looked, and mind you, I know he scared some people, I get that, but went from a president where you don't want to mess with him to what's Biden going to do? And it's a little nerve-wracking. We don't look tough. And I'm not sure what the answer is. He needs help. And again, I know there's been a lot of debate on him being elected and how that happened. I mean, if this is what the U.S. wants, then if the U.S. wants, you know, more of a dove and more of a, you know, well, we're going to take it slow, then that's what the U.S. wants. I mean, you know, we're in a republic. We're in a democracy. We're in a representative democracy. This is who we voted for. But if we didn't vote for him and there was fraud, we're in trouble. Because if this is not who America wanted to represent us, you know, or if they thought that he had all his, you know, his stamina, and then they realize he doesn't, they got duped when he was on the campaign trail. Now, Representative Ronnie Jackson, former White House physician for President Trump, has urged Biden, as well as multiple others, to pursue a Montreal cognitive assessment, which we took together a couple weeks ago. It's a 30-point exam that tests for memory impairment for age-related issues, including dementia, cognitive decline. He says, I think he's demonstrating every single day that there's something going on. He said, you don't need to be a physician to look at his behavior and see there's something concerning happening. But many people looked at, well, look, you know, he's doing two things at once. You know, he looks a little struggle. You know, here's the thing. He makes gaffes. We know that. I mean, and people, you know, Trump's tweets, some people thought those were gaffes. I think they were purposely planned to distract the media so he could do other things and get the media off his back because they could go after a tweet. So I think it was, you know. But when you're dealing with other countries and foreign powers, it's not just looking tough. It's acting tough and being strong. He isn't showing strength. I'm glad he bought pies. I'm glad he's not, you know, just, you know, saying, oh, yeah, we're going to drop nukes. But come on. This has got to be, he's got to have a stronger look. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, Ken, don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I've seen people make soup on a stovetop, and we've burned ourselves making some soup. I mean, that's a pot. Has maybe about 5 or 6 bowls worth. But I've never really seen an industrial-type kitchen or a big catering kitchen that has a huge vat of soup, and I would probably be very afraid to be near it because that's super hot. Well, tragically, an Iraqi chef died last week because he fell in one. It left him severely scalded, burned about 70% of his body, and ended up dying from his wounds. This accident occurred June 15th while Isa Ismail was helping prepare a wedding banquet at the Hazel Wedding Hall in Zaco. While stirring the soup, the 25-year-old, he's a father of three, reportedly slipped and fell into the pot. Then he tumbled to the floor. He was immediately rushed to a local hospital. Medics spent several days trying to save his life, but Issa died 5 days later after succumbing to his third-degree burns that covered almost 70% of his body. So, obviously, people are concerned about the lack of safety standards in kitchens and restaurants. Gulf News reported that the pot of soup was on the floor when the freak workplace accident occurred. He had been working for a cook around 8 years prior to the tragedy. He was cooking at wedding parties and just, you know, for ceremonies, party halls. Sometimes he would serve 25,000 diners per day. So, very, very sad, very, very tragic. Just, man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also kind of concerning to me is how the CDC had to tweet a GIF. And for those of you who don't know what GIFs are, they're like these little cartoons that last about a second or two. And the CDC posted this GIF that went viral, warning parents to keep a kid who has diarrhea out of the pool. And so you see a kid slide down a water slide and brown stuff coming from its butt and kids in the pool all smiling and excited, not realizing they're about to get contaminated with poo-poo. So the CDC says don't swim or let your kids swim if sick with diarrhea. One person with diarrhea can contaminate the entire pool. Learn more ways to keep you and those you care about healthy. And it says don't leave your mark at the pool this summer. It only takes one person with diarrhea to contaminate the entire pool. So, obviously that went viral and, you know, people thought that, you know, really that had to have been, you know, said. But yeah, of course it is. I mean, if people had the plan to go to the pool, the kid has some diarrhea, they're like, well, wing it. Medical professionals also urge you to not change a baby's diaper near the pool. Obviously the soiled garment can fly in the wind and come into the pool. Now, the CDC each year reports outbreaks associated with, quote, treated recreational water, including pools, hot tubs. And they warned us about microorganisms like Cryptosporidium, Pseudomonas, and Legionella. And it's interesting because looking at the time period between 2015 and 2019, the CDC reported that there were 208 outbreaks associated with treated recreational water. Now, treated means it should have been treated to hopefully have chlorine and chemicals to kill the bacteria. There were still outbreaks despite this. Cryptosporidium caused 76 of the outbreaks. There were over 2,400 cases. Legionella had 65 outbreaks and 13 people died in that four-year period. So hotel pools and hot tubs appear to be the biggest culprits. Now, Pseudomonas is also a bacteria that can cause skin infections like hot tub folliculitis, ear infections, otitis externa like swimmer's ear. Legionella is known for causing Legionnaire's disease, a severe pneumonia, as well as a milder illness known as Pontiac fever. But the largest number of cases is Cryptosporidium. So let me just kind of review what crypto is. So Cryptosporidium is a parasite. And it's a parasite protected by an outer shell. I have a picture on my Facebook, Twitter, and on my website, drdahlia.com. And this shell allows it to live outside the body on surfaces. So, and the shell allows it to have some stamina. It also allows it to be chlorine resistant, which is why Cryptosporidium can be alive and well in swimming pools that are treated with chlorine. Now, how common is Cryptosporidium? Well, according to the CDC, it is the leading cause of waterborne disease among humans in the U.S. It's found in every region of the U.S. and the world. And the CDC reports close to 750,000 cases of cryptosporidiosis every year in the U.S. It's spread by drinking water, recreational water, such as swimming pools. It lives in the intestines of humans and animals. It becomes spread after one passes stool or poops. People coming into contact with an infected individual's poop could become infected with crypto. Usually it's not passed through respiratory transmission or blood, but if feces does come into contact with one's mouth, like somebody drinks it or they have a cut and they're in the pool, they could get crypto. So do not get into contact with feces, contaminated soil surfaces, water, food, or any of that. So what are the symptoms? Diarrhea, abdominal pain and cramping, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, dehydration, lack of appetite, weight loss, sometimes no symptoms at all. Now, after one does become exposed, people are like, well, when do they get sick? You know, how long does it take for them to get sick? So usually with this sort of parasite, it could be about 48 hours. But what's interestingly is some people might not get sick for about 10 days. So I don't even remember what I did 10 days ago. And then symptoms can last a good week or two. Now, most of the time, it goes away on its own. You got to hydrate because diarrhea, nausea, vomiting could cause them to dehydrate. If you have young children, pregnant women, elderly, those with weakened immune system, AIDS, HIV, other HIV illnesses, cancer, immunosuppressed transplant patients, they are at higher risk of serious infection. Some medical providers may use nitazoxanide that has been indicated for the treatment of crypto. But the best thing to do is prevent it. Don't go into a dirty pool. Always wash your hands with soap and water. Avoid eating off non-clean surfaces. Avoid swimming pools that have been soiled. Do not ingest water while swimming. Avoid feces of those individuals infected. Avoid sexual contact where oral, anal contact can occur. Change baby's diapers away from the pool. Do not allow any family members with diarrhea to enter the pool. And inform your medical provider if you have any of these symptoms. Now, 1 in 4 adults admit to urinating in the pool. Urinating in the pool can affect chlorine strength. They say many choose not to wait in line at public bathrooms or use the wet toilets at public water parks, so they just relieve themselves in the pool. For women worried about sitting on wet toilet seats, I recommend get a big gulp cup, one of those big gulp cups, so you can go to the bathroom stand, put it there, pee into it, and then dump it in the toilet. This way, you don't have to sit on a dirty toilet. Pour to the toilet flush, clean, easy, and environmentally sensitive. Not that I want you to reuse the cup, but anyway. Men, there's no excuse. Just towel off and head to the potty. But, sadly, we have parents that just don't, you know, think things through. And, unfortunately, we have people that just kind of dirty and peed up the pool. The chlorine shortage is still upon us. I don't know if you noticed, but chlorine is expensive. And so I tried to buy chlorine. It was probably 100 to 200% higher than it usually is. And Hurricane Laura last year caused a fire in BioLab. And the BioLab is a large producer of these trichlor tablets in Louisiana. So this happened, I think, last year. So, you know, between the trucker shortage, between what happened at the BioLab fire, there's been a chlorine shortage. Now, chlorine kills pathogens in a chemical reaction in water. It breaks down into hypochlorous acid, hypochlorite ion. That can kill bacteria, fungi, viruses, and parasites. So, you know, make sure you check your chlorine levels. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.